Exploring Our Cultural Backgrounds. Voices from John Muir was produced by third grade students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Students interviewed teachers to learn about how they blend their culture and traditions with American culture. This podcast highlights voices from John Muir Elementary School and tells the story of a unique multicultural school community.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Madame Lamar.
The key thing you need to know about Miss Lamar is that she's a literacy teacher at John Muir Elementary School. She grew up in Haiti, which is in the Caribbean, and it's a dry climate. She speaks French, Creole, and English.
Well, I grew up in Haiti until I was 14, which means that when I was your age, I did not know how to speak English. So I'm one of seven kids. So I grew up, we didn't have any TV. So we were outside playing all the time. We had one bicycle because my family didn't have a lot of money. So we had one bicycle for all seven of us. And so we would just take turn riding our bicycle and we just played outside the whole time.
Miss Lamar shared how difficult it was to understand people when she first came to the U.S. She told us what it was like to go to school in the store.
I have to say that when I came to this country at 14, it was a very difficult transition for me to come to because, one, I didn't speak the language. So I remember just going to a store and the person was talking to me and I couldn't understand anything of what they were saying. And when I went to school, all I heard was blah, 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 the blah, 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 like. So I only understood a few words. So it was really difficult for me to go ahead and make the transition here. But when I came to this country, I went to a special school where they had a bilingual program. So my classes were held in both French and in English. So that helped me for me to go ahead and learn to speak the language.
Another thing Miss Lamar told us about was her celebrations in Haiti. She also included information about dance, music, and dress.
So for me in Haiti, the holidays that are really important for us is on January 1st, we celebrate Independence Day. And then we have something called a carnival, which is like a Mardi Gras. And so during that time, people wear traditional outfits, they dance, they move around. And in May, we have another celebration called Rara. And that time, people make their own instruments and then they create music and people are dancing around and celebrating. And also in Haiti, we practice the voodoo. So we have celebrations around the voodoo traditions also.
She told us that respect is really important to her culture and her family. She has carried that value with her into life in the United States.
Another part of my culture that I really hold on to is respect of parents is really, really super important. So I raised my son to be really respectful of his parents and of any adults. And also part of the culture that I hold on to is my language. So when I talk to my family, I tend to talk to them either in French or in Creole.
Another thing Mr. Moore told us was American culture is a variety of culture mixed together. America is made of different people and different religions. She told about how blending of culture creates a new thing.
Different people come to this country and they bring their own culture with them. So if you come to the United States, you will hear a whole bunch of different languages. You will be able to eat food from a whole bunch of different countries. You will be able to listen to music of different countries. You will be able to see people practicing different religions. And it's like this like melting pot of all of these different cultures together to create like a, I think, a culture which is very unique and very special.
In this interview, we learned about Miss Lamar's culture. She shared about having a large family with six siblings. It was interesting to hear about Miss Lamar's life and journey to the United States. We learned how important it is to hold on to your language and culture in a new country.
Exploring Our Cultural Backgrounds. Voices from John Muir was produced by third grade students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Special thanks to John Muir Elementary School teachers, Sylvie Kovnat, Tracy Thompson, and Willie Seidenstricker, Seattle Education Foundation, Harvest Foundation, and Washington State Arts Commission. Carlos Nieto and Jenny Cecil Moore were Jack Straw teaching artists. Original music by William Chapman Niaho, created through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.